It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's straight to Mac and Gatos on the program. Brewer time at 5:30.
Yeah.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will join us.
I wonder if she's concerned about the weather.
Everybody's concerned about the weather.
You should be.
I agree. You know, it's going to be cold over the next couple of days. And you know what that means?
Yeah.
Means one thing and one thing only.
It will be an ABC 15 weather action day.
If it's a weather action day, we are all screwed out here.
Out here?
Oh,
what
out
you mean?
In the valley, right here in the valley, right here. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being screwed.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I think you've already, you know, dug a hole for yourself because there's nowhere to go.
Okay, let me see if I can dig myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, as a taxpayer, just a taxpayer, understand and support a teacher who said, you know what, I'm going to walk again?
Mm-hmm.
As a taxpayer, would that be something that you would say, you know what, you did it last year. It hasn't even been a year, by the way.
Right.
You did it last year. I support you doing it again in the name of education.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be a taxpayer. You'd just be an Arizona resident. I mean, you could just be a parent. I see where you're going.
Not a teacher, not an administrator, not an activist.
Right.
As a taxpayer, would that be something that you could support? I don't know.
Well,
because, again, a lot of people were behind the Red for Ed movement.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just 50,000 teachers that showed up on Doug Ducey's lawn. It was 50,000, you know, concerned citizens that got behind teachers. That marched on the lawn, last April.
So Joe Thomas, Arizona Education Association president, ran his mouth about this today.
I think a walkout is a possibility, but I think that a lot of things would happen between now and then.
Okay. Listen, I don't really like Joe Thomas. I don't think he's an effective leader. I think the guy's a follower. I think him threatening is kind of laughable because, he didn't do anything for you teachers. You know, he really didn't. It wasn't Joe Thomas that got Red for Ed going. He just showed up at the big party at Chase Field and went to the front of the line. I think he's way in it for himself and not you teachers. He almost single-handedly blew up Red for Ed before it even got going by fawning over and endorsing David Garcia. Listen, David Garcia is a nice guy, but David Garcia was a horrible gubernatorial candidate.
And it made people confused of, okay, what is Red for Ed? Is it a political thing or is it for teachers?
So when Joe Thomas speaks, I think he's a fool.
And that's why I say, speaking of being screwed, are you going to screw over Red for Ed, Joe Thomas, by trying to make it so that teachers say, yeah, we're going to walk out? Because I got to tell you, just from a parent point of view, a taxpayer point of view, I don't know if I'm ready to accept and support another walkout. But I could be totally wrong. I'm not a teacher. I'm not on the front lines. I'm not in the classrooms. Maybe there are teachers that are saying, we didn't get enough. We'll go next. We're going to do this again.
It wasn't all about the raises, though.
True.
And we have to remember that. You know, I think that if you're a teacher out there, you will get 20%. You are going to get it. If Doug Ducey doesn't get it, I mean, even though he's not up for re-election, all that, he does not want his legacy to be, I promised teachers 20% and I failed to do it. So I do think he's going to get the 20%. But is he giving K-12 enough money? Well, he'll probably say yes, but many of you teachers and administrators might disagree. I don't know if people would support you this time around. I don't know. Maybe. But I think Joe Thomas is talking out of his rear end. I don't think the guy talks to teachers.
You don't think teachers are behind him?
I don't think teachers listen to this guy. But, you know, we actually took some calls on this earlier and asked teachers, would you go a second time and strike?
Ann, you're in Chandler. Would you support a walkout?
Most definitely. I've been teaching for 17 years.
Why would you walk out again? What would it take?
A lot of people think that, we got a big raise. I got $35 extra a month. And then they increased the amount of money we have to put in our retirement. And our insurance went up. So it's still not helping us. And we still didn't get more money for the classroom. And Chandler's a great district. They do everything for us, but they can only do so much with the little amount of money they give us. And we are working with a lot of emotionally disabled children, trying to educate them in the classroom because we have to mainstream everyone. We don't have the counselors. We don't have the support staff that we need because we don't have the funds.
Yeah.
So if we stop now, they're going to think we were just joking. This is the cause. My niece is 20 years younger than me. She's 27. And, no, I'm 53. I don't know. She's younger.
So you obviously don't teach math.
No, yeah, right? And I have a headache because I just got out of my classroom. And I was so perplexed when you guys said, why would we walk out? Why wouldn't we?
Adrian, you're a teacher.
I've been a teacher for the last 5 years in Mesa Public Schools.
Okay.
I've left the classroom and now I'm a substitute teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm subbing and, you know, I think there are a lot of subs in this boat where I feel really limited. I have a night job in the evenings to make more money. I feel very limited in what I'm able to do in the classroom. And we're in a crisis. There are so many teachers who have left the classroom. The kids that I'm with, they have not had consistent academics all year.
So you would support another strike?
I would. Parents need to know that we're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the long run. I'm so baffled at how low our teachers are paid and how little priority is put and how we're continually in this go-around of we strike, they say they're going to give us money, then we don't have the funds that they actually promised.
Tammy, you're a third-grade teacher. Would you support a walkout?
I would not.
Why not?
I just don't think we would have the support, like you guys mentioned. The only reason I think teachers would walk out again is if Ducey goes back on his word.
All right, so there you heard from three teachers. Two said they would walk out. One said they wouldn't. I don't know. If I'm looking in my crystal ball right now, I can't tell you yes or no if you would have the support. A year ago, I would have said 100% support. People will support you. You're underpaid. And
well, it was also the attitude of
the governor right.
About paying teachers, too, that people were like, wait a minute, this is not what we
doesn't
want.
Doesn't line up right.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now he got them money, but now it's about funding.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that we're still behind and you want to go back to 2008. I don't think within a year span you should strike twice. That's just me.
I think it's also about workload, and that's something that State Superintendent Kathy Hoffman's working on. Teachers are overworked. They're always underpaid. They're overworked. And that's why a lot of teachers are leaving. It's just too difficult.
Right. But I would give it another couple years. I hate to say it, but I would give it another couple years. I don't think you should threaten to strike every single year because we're still behind. Let the process, like you said, if Ducey doesn't give the money, then of course. I understand the anger. I understand the resentment.
Get out there with a red shirt on.
There you go. But to threaten before a year is up?
I don't really,
I don't get it.
I don't care about the timeline of it necessarily, but I wonder if there is a better way, but teachers are always going to be angry about this because they have been screwed over and over again for years and years and years. They have. And the legislature has always not done a good job and they've stolen money. And, you know, we can go down that road all day long. But, you know, one person who I don't, you know, Joe Thomas.
You don't give a lot of credence to.
I think the guy's a boob. He says, maybe we'll strike. Well, maybe you should work a little bit harder. And actually work for teachers, Joe Thomas, and not for yourself. And maybe that would be a good start for you. Why don't you look in the mirror? Because I think teachers think you're a joke. All right. Coming up next, Becky Lynn's got some news. When we come back, a bill to kill legislative immunity is dead.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Who didn't see that happen?
So we know Governor Ducey's not happy about it, but what about former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer? We'll ask her that next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Today is Wednesday, and that means it's Brewer time. Former governor of Arizona and Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us. Governor, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Cold, but fine.
Governor, do you have any tips on staying warm in this brutal cold?
I just layer up and turn my thermostat up to 78 and not go outside. I had to cover my plants last night. I got out of bed at 11 o'clock. I laid there and I thought, I'll just let them freeze. I'm tired of all of them. But I got up and went out and I covered them all up.
You put the thermostat up to 78, huh?
My son comes over and he doesn't stay because he said, it's too hot in here. I can't
I bet.
Stand it.
It's like a sweat lodge over at the Brewer House.
He's wearing shorts and flip-flops.
And my husband, he sits out on the patio.
Jeez, he's on the
cool off.
Oh, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider every Wednesday. Let's get to this get-out-of-jail-free card that legislators have. The bill for legislative immunity is dead. You know, we had Paul Moseley, that guy was driving 97 in a 55. We had Representative David Cook, he was drunk off his rear end. Do you know who I am? I've got legislative immunity. Why are these legislators, why are they so stupid?
Well, I think that most of the legislators that are sitting in that building would not do that. I think that they would be totally embarrassed to pull out the immunity card. The bottom line is that it's in the Constitution of Arizona. It was put in there during the old cowboy days.
Right.
But it also protects the legislators, from what I understood, that it prohibits legislators being sued for actions and decisions that they make in course of their governing. But that was always my impression. But the majority of the legislators, they don't do it. And it doesn't prohibit prosecution. It doesn't prohibit that. I mean, they can still prosecute you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's going 97 miles an hour down their freeway and the cops an attitude, they're going to get arrested. If you're going to be driving drunk, you're going to get arrested. I remember when I was in the House of Representatives, there was a rural legislator that got arrested, and they would let him come out to vote on the floor and then take him back to jail.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was like in 82 or 83, you know. Huh. Nobody in their right mind that is an elected official would tell a law enforcement officer, I've got legislative immunity. I mean, if I was the officer, I'd arrest him right on the spot.
Absolutely.
I think most people wouldn't want to humiliate their body that they serve in by saying, I'm a legislator. I'm elected by the people of Arizona, and this is how I act.
Former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us, as she does every Wednesday. But aren't you disappointed that it didn't even get out of committee? I mean, even the governor said, you know what? Its time has come. We don't need it anymore. This is an antiquated law. Get it out. And it didn't even get out of committee. So now they look we're going to keep it because we want to get out of free jail card.
They look bad.
Yeah.
Well, he must have a reason for it, because it could become a three-ring circus down there in regards to something like this, because I don't know if everybody really has read the Constitution and how it's worded in there. And I did it one time, but I can't remember it clearly. But I do remember sitting in orientation and that coming up, and we thought, well, that makes sense. But of course, they're not above the law. They're not above the law, and maybe the speaker decided that he didn't want to have a circus going on. If the public wants to do away with it, you know, it's in the Constitution. You can put it on the ballot. Even if they pass a bill, it has to go on the ballot. They're up for election, too, coming up. They might not want that on the ballot at the same time, because all the election rhetoric would all turn into legislative immunity. I mean, as speaker or as president, you have an obligation to protect your members. I mean, that's their job. And I think that's probably what a speaker Bowers is doing.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Yesterday, Governor Ducey joined us for his monthly exclusive interview. He said the families at Hacienda Healthcare want it to stay open. Governor, is that a good enough reason for it to stay open?
I can understand families not wanting to move their fragile loved ones into facilities, because they do deserve the very best care. They're very vulnerable. It just breaks your heart. You know, if they have changed administration and people in charge over there and put in oversight of different kinds of things, I think that if the families are happy with that, then it's okay. I do.
But as a governor, do you still take into consideration the families and what they want? Or do you just say, look, the research and the investigation that we've done, it needs to be shut down?
It's not the facility itself that needs to be shut down. They need to weed out all the terrible people that are creating and doing terrible things, and they have to have oversight.
Right.
And the more we read about the situation over there, I mean, it was out of control.
That's what Doug Ducey said, that he said, I want a new board of directors. I want a new CEO. The facility itself does a good job, and there are hardworking people there, but the climate that was set, I guess, by the board of directors and the CEO, that has to be removed. But the facility will probably stay open.
And I can agree with that. I can. There's not a lot of facilities at this level that can absorb all these people.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us, Mac and Gatos Political Insider, every Wednesday. Joe Thomas, who is Arizona's Education Association president, I think he's a total fool. You know, he doesn't talk to teachers. He doesn't really know what teachers in Arizona are thinking. He came out and ran his mouth today that, you know what, maybe there will be a second Red for Ed walkout over school funding. How would a second Arizona teacher walkout look?
Well, I don't think it would look good. The bottom line is that there's legislation in the legislature currently to address some of those issues, and they can go down there and they can testify. But the AEA and Save Our School Organizations, my understanding, they haven't weighed in. They've remained neutral. And as far as Joe Thomas, you know, he's out there, you know, creating work for himself and the name. And I don't know if the teachers are listening to him or not, but I think they should be awful careful about walking out and leaving our kids without teachers again. They won that first battle, but to continue down that path could be very detrimental for our schools and for our children and for the families. And there could be retribution next time around.
All right, Mac and Gatos, political insider and the former governor of Arizona. Make sure you protect your plants, Governor. It's going to get cold outside.
Thank you. I will.
All right, because always remember, coming up tomorrow,
it will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
It's our friend Iris Aramisillo, and she is warning us. So make sure you're ready for tomorrow.
What are we doing?
Will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
When it's a Weather Action Day,
what does that mean?
I don't know, but it's going to be bad.
Does it mean stay inside, call in sick, don't come to work?
Monster storm. I might not come in.
All right. Does it mean bring an umbrella? I don't know what it means. It
means batten down the hatches, man.
Do you even understand what batten down the hatches is?
Yeah.
It's an old nautical phrase. Do you remember where it's from?
Yeah, no.
No.
I do know this. We've got traffic with Detour Dan. We've got some news with Becky Lynn. And we're going to end the show with something we like to call pop quiz.
Okay.
So are you're listening at home, on the app, you know, in the car. Are you ready for a pop quiz? Mac and Gatos, we've talked about the news for 3 hours and 45 minutes, but now it's time for us to quiz you about the news. 602-277-KTAR. You call us now, we'll give you a pop quiz.
We got a prize too, right?
I think we do, actually.
Yeah.
All right, we'll tell you about that in a second. 277-KTAR, it's time for a pop quiz coming up next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
With Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
All right, time for a pop quiz. Let's see if you know the news. 602-277-5827. Mac, today's pop quiz is on Montana.
Montana.
Why would we do that?
Because with the national debt continuing to grow, a group of citizens have created an online petition in the hopes of selling Montana to Canada for $1 trillion.
Wait a second. We're $22 trillion in debt.
Yes.
We get rid of Montana, we're only $21 trillion in debt.
Well, there's more states.
All right. 277-5827. Pop quiz. Who do we have first,
Mac? All right, Mac, love the name. In Avondale, hello.
Hello, guys. It's good to be with Mac and Gatos on the show.
It's great to be with Mac and Gatos on the show.
Yes. All right, don't correct him. He's not right.
It's not good. It's great. I'm just saying. Yeah, all right, Mac, here is your pop quiz.
Me?
Nope. This is going to be very confusing.
Me? Okay.
Mac the caller. Not okay. Mac the
Got
hack
it.
Talk show host.
That's a guy out of Seattle.
I tease. Mac the caller, your pop quiz. The state nickname for Montana is the Treasure State. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. We
that
can continue
true.
Along.
Yes.
I think we have a prize.
We do.
Okay, we'll see if you're any good. Maybe I give you a prize.
Oh.
Here's the next question. Yellowstone Park is not in Montana. True or false?
False.
That is true as well.
That is this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The state bird
of Montana.
Of Montana is the pigeon. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
He's on fire, dude. It is false. It's the western meadowlark.
What? Nice.
What is that noise? What is that? Is that a meadow lark?
It's a child.
Oh, it's a child. Yeah. I thought it was a meadow lark that got loose. Let's see. Montana has the second largest migratory elk herd in the nation. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It's got the largest.
Oh, it's the largest. Oh man. Wow. Okay.
Well, you want to give him the prize anyway?
No.
No, you hung up on him.
Debbie just hung up on me. Roderick, you're in Peoria. Roderick.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
You ready for a pop quiz?
I sure am.
Montana. The state animal is a grizzly bear.
False.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
That's why I won't go to Montana.
No,
I'm not kidding.
You won't go to Montana because
yes.
You know, there are bears in Arizona.
Yeah, but they're not in Mesa or they're not in Phoenix.
Yes, they were.
Well, there was
one small bear.
There was one small bear in Mesa.
Right. And we've got a big, big cougar problem in Scottsdale. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've been doing the show 10 years. 10 years ago, that wasn't funny.
It was.
Well.
Yeah, so was the Uranus jokes, but we dropped them too.
Yeah, I really miss those things.
Yeah, that was your suggestion.
You know, we had a prize and you didn't give it to anybody.
No, I didn't.
You didn't give it.
Well, they didn't get it right.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's hold the prize until tomorrow.
That's an awful thing to do. No.
You dangle a prize in front of somebody.
They didn't earn it.
You don't think anybody earned it? Our first caller was pretty good.
He did not
but
get
But he got
this...
like three in a row.
Yeah, but he didn't get the last one. Plus, it'd be very confusing.
Which state would you sell to Canada if it wasn't Montana?
North Dakota and South Dakota. Package deal.
No. There's too much oil there. No. I go Vermont. They're socialists.
Ah,
let's get rid of
them. Hey, great point.
All right.
Throw in New Hampshire.
Fantastic.
All right. Chad Benson is next. Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.